Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer today, Mr. Evan Preston on the board. We welcome you in. It is Tuesday, the 27th of June, 2023. That means the 2 o'clock hour belongs to Tangents. And that means our colleague and friend and co-host of Town Call with William Walter, every afternoon from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. Luke Mathers is with us. Lukester, what up?
How we doing, Todd?
Always happy when you're here, my friend.
Yeah, it's wild that we're already this far into the week. I'm like, oh, it's time for Tangents. Got to stumble into the studio and see what's on our mind. We're going to pick each other's brains.
Right?
See what's going on.
Cough a little bit. The air is thick out there. Lots of smoke in the air. Apparently, Pat Robertson still burning in hell. Takes a while. So it's just one of those days.
How long do you think it's going to take before we as I'm finding out now, the wildfire smoke already making its way to the continent of Europe.
So is it really?
Europe now experiencing the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. I'm curious to know if there's going to be some collective action. There's still hundreds of wildfires burning that are not controlled right now in Canada. And I'm curious to know if there's going to be maybe some assistance from the United States, because some of the meteorologists here in Wisconsin have pointed out that this is more likely than not going to become the norm. This is going to be a standard for summers here in Wisconsin. If the wildfire season in Canada, because the planet is warming, and it's warmer in Canada now than it's ever been, and they're experiencing one of their worst, if not the worst, season, wildfire season, and it just got started.
Right.
This is going to become more of the norm for summers here in Wisconsin than I think we've ever seen in the past.
Let's hope not, but I'm afraid you might be right. I mean anybody who continues to have the fight, oh, you know, global warming isn't real and climate change isn't real. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not quite twice Luke's age, but you know, close. And I can tell you, I saw like my parents when I was a kid, Luke. You know, we didn't have this smoke in the summer. You know, I mean, just it, you're
no,
right.
The air quality was just collectively bad back then, so you never knew that it was this foggy.
Hey,
during
you know
summer.
What? The carcinogens in the air made me the person I am today. I wouldn't have this kind of goofy personality had it not been for all the contamination. No, in all seriousness, it is a serious problem. And you're right that you know, unfortunately, this could become the norm. Let's hope not. I was listening to a little bit of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources had a presser last or just before we went on the air while you guys were on the air at noon. And they were saying that just part of it has to do, I'm no meteorologist here, but I believe like the El Nino patterns, normally during this time of year, Wisconsin gets their weather coming out of the west and southwest, and right now it's coming down out of the north. So that's also contributing to the smoke being brought down into Wisconsin versus kind of headed straight east.
Yeah, and I'm not a meteorologist myself either, but I know that this is something that plenty of climate scientists have been saying is going to be an effect of the planet raising its temperatures more than 2 degrees Celsius now. We've already passed that threshold. And I think it's also important to point out that this is an effect that we can see here in Wisconsin, because some people see the Great Lakes region as a place where you can go and be safe from climate disasters.
Yeah.
It's not the flooding or the drought that you see,
earthquakes
or the extreme weather patterns that get picked up by the change in climate.
Hurricane.
This is something though that will affect us here in Wisconsin, even if we are one of the areas that will, quote unquote, be slightly better off than others when it comes to the changes in climate. So this is.
Were you saying in one of your newscasts today, or somebody I think I heard on Civic Media today, that Milwaukee is the second worst air quality in the world today?
Yeah, I saw that headline. It was not me in the newscast, but it was probably somebody here, terrific on the news Civic Media news team, mentioning that, because there's news out today that's how bad the air quality is in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. So, all seriousness, if you are someone that struggles with breathing problems, asthma, I believe they also say cardiac problems, young children.
And if you're pregnant, it is. there are plenty of factors to take into consideration, but we're also at the level right now where it's just unhealthy, I think, for in most areas of Wisconsin, just not to go outside. So yep. if you can mitigate your time outside, reduce that, and be indoors, that's what I think the Wisconsin DNR is recommending today.
You know who's happy about this?
Shopping, librarians?
Shopping malls. Well, librarians too.
Who likes shopping malls when you're indoors this summer?
Shopping malls, like, yes, finally something to bring them back. That's what we want. Not just the mall walkers. People who are going to come in here with money and actually hang out. More wildfires, please. Jeez. I know.
That's where your mind goes. Is the shopping malls are going to benefit? There you go.
I remember back then when shopping malls used to have water fountains and like it was like a really cool thing. Now it's like, you know, a couple of costume shops around Halloween and a lot of
vacant doors.
Auntie Anne's pretzels or something. I love a good Auntie Anne's, by the way.
Heck yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Or a Jamba Juice smoothie or something like that. Yeah.
We should do a show in the mall sometime and just like all our favorite mall foods.
I'm trying to go back to the 90s, huh, Todd?
Or 80s.
80s, yeah. Fair enough.
What are your feelings on current events of the day? This is our Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Give us a call. Luke is here welcoming every call. He will answer anything you ask him. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We'll cover it all. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy el niño, for those of you who don't habla español.
Past the hour of 2 o'clock, it is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers here on the Todd Allball Show. Help, welcome back. All I gotta say is Luke Mathers and the phone lines light up like a Christmas tree on the, I was gonna say the 4th of July, but I guess Christmas in June. Having Luke here is like Christmas in June.
There you go. Yeah, Christmas in June.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's 6 months away now. Less than 6 months away now.
I know. Oh, let's start talking about Christmas. That's too real. I don't want to go down that tangent.
That was super scary. Okay,
So talked a little bit about before the break, we played this Trump tape that he apparently it had to be, well, I shouldn't say had to be, but you would think it was leaked by Trump or the Trump camp after they got the evidence from the DOJ, Department of Justice, with discovery. And Caitlin Collins was the first one to get it out there on CNN last night, where Trump on tape is apparently holding up these papers that he had in his possession for Mark Meadows' autobiographer, or one of them, and she recorded this thing, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently DOJ has this. And then the money line here is Trump saying, quote, "See, as president, I could have declassified it." The staffer says, "Yeah," and she laughs. And Trump says, quote, "Now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret." Unquote. What do you make of all that?
I honestly, in the new role, I've been a little busy and focusing specifically on Wisconsin news and keeping up with what's going on here in the state. I haven't been focused on a whole lot of, I'll be completely honest, I just haven't focused on a whole lot of the 2024 cycle news.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty interesting to me for the entire time that Donald Trump has been in public life.
Mm-hmm.
He has admitted to things that seemingly amount to crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're recorded. They're out in the public. We litigate them essentially in the realm of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just come to the preconceived notion that he's going to get away with it then.
Yeah.
Because this isn't Watergate where the cover up was what was the crime, and then all of a sudden we found out about the cover up and there was the tapes, and then the public pressure mounted for Nixon to resign. This is, all these crimes are not being covered up. They're being talked about in the open. They are being aired out on cable news televisions like this piece of evidence. I think it would be I guess, a little bit more damning, maybe, if it was through the procedure of congressional investigations, and all of a sudden it came to light, maybe it would carry more weight. I don't know. I was not around for Watergate, Todd, so I the best I can do is kind of say, well, it's definitely different now.
Yeah.
Because we're hearing these things. Like, it seems like he admitted to having this classified piece of information, and he's flaunting it around on a recording that it seems to be the admission of a crime.
Right.
But I don't know what to make of it, because this isn't the first time that Donald Trump has kind of done this. And so I would like to see accountability for anybody that's doing wrongdoing. I don't know exactly what's it going to take, I guess, for accountability to be had in this instance. It seems like Jack Smith and then the Office of the Special Counsel are holding and conducting an investigation into all of this, and maybe behind closed doors we're going to see movement on this, but to date Donald Trump has escaped a lot of accountability on a lot of these different topics, this one included.
My friend of mine, former Capitol staffer, every time I get my hopes up about something with Donald Trump being finally caught and having to pay for something, he likes to say, remember, nothing matters. When it comes from, just nothing matters.
It feels very much like Lucy with the football and Charlie Brown.
He still gets 30-35% of the vote. I'd like to have you join us on this Tuesday Tangents at Luke Mathers in this half of the Todd Oddball Show. 844-967-2789. It is 844-967-2789. Let's go back to my home county, Richland County, out there in Boaz, home of the Mastodon, Luke. Ever been to Boaz?
I don't believe I have.
We're making a trip. Me and Luke are going to go make a trip to Boaz, by God, this summer. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Let's go to somebody who's there now, John, out in Boaz. Thanks for listening on WRCE in Richland Center. What say you, sir?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I would like to report a scientific fact. My father was a science teacher, so I was naturally inclined to think science. Now, if you ask all of the scientists who know things, who write pieces of paper with information on it that's very important, they will tell you that according to the sunspots of our solar system, we are going through another ice age. Because of the sunspots, it gets much, much, much colder. That's what the scientist from NASA told me 6 months ago, but how come nobody's talking about it?
Well, John, if I found a legitimate scientist or something that was saying that, I'd love to have him on the air, and we could talk about it. Every scientist or scientific report that has actual validity that I've seen seems to point in the other direction, that we are, in fact, going through a warming period, as Luke stated before.
Well, and John, I think it's important to point out that the it's climate change, because the climate is changing. The colder months are colder, the hotter months are hotter. I don't know if I'm a younger guy, so I don't know how many polar vortexes we had before these last couple of years, but the fact that we had polar cyclone bombs of negative 40 degrees have become a regular occurrence now here in the Midwest through the winters, and we are experiencing these wildfires that are creating air quality advisories telling you that there is particulate matter in the air from Canadian wildfires, and as Todd pointed out, jet streams changing and bringing that air here. That's what climate change does. It destabilizes. It makes the extremes more extreme, and I'm sure that there are scientific papers out there saying that the planet is colder in some parts of the planet when it is the colder seasons.
Yeah.
But right now here in Wisconsin, we're not facing the air quality advisory because of a cooling aspect of the planet. We're facing the air quality advisory because unmitigated forest fires, wildfires in Canada that are burning because they're experiencing one of the, if not the worst wildfire season that they've ever had, and it's only just begun.
Let's go to the phones. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We are in our weekly segment every Tuesday at 2 o'clock with our friend and colleague Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Let's go to CJ on the line. CJ, what say you across Wisconsin?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I find it kind of sad but ironic as you guys complain about the wildfires when your party, the Democrats, the progressives, the liberals, the Marxists, believe or don't believe in control burns. And it's kind of like you shut down Keystone Pipeline, you shut down all the... See, this is success to you guys. You want the gas prices high. You want to say the all these fires are because of global warming. But okay. You stop control burns. You guys, this is strategic for you. So the death of all CJ, these animals.
All right, time out. I let you go for a little while. Number one, are gas prices higher or lower than they were last summer?
You really want to go there?
They're lower. Gas prices are lower. There? Gas prices are lower than they were last summer. Number two, Tony Evers is a Democrat. Tony Evers is a Democrat. He controls the Department of Natural Resources, appoints a secretary confirmed by a Republican Senate. And currently, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, they're not doing it right now because we're in a drought, but they are still doing controlled burns in Wisconsin.
Not California.
I'm not in California, CJ. Yeah, I'm talking about here in Wisconsin. So I mean, to say that Democrats don't believe in control burns, that's just horse hockey.
You don't.
Number one, I'm not a Democrat. I don't belong to any. Unlike you, who joined the Republican Party because you listened to my show, apparently, because you couldn't get enough of the Trumpsters. I mean, that's, and God love you for joining a party. I don't belong to a party anymore, CJ.
Deflection.
I'm not deflecting at all. I just answered your question. There are control burns in Wisconsin. So Luke, what say you?
I think it's pretty interesting to try to relate the Keystone Pipeline control burns and all of that into some kind of deep cabal conspiracy that this is the left trying to be clever by half or whatever CJ is trying to allude to. I think that there has been the suppression of climate scientists, there's climate science by the fossil fuel industry throughout the past four decades. ExxonMobil, Shell, all of those companies knew that burning oil and fossil fuels would make the planet warmer. They saw the science. They use it all for projection mapping for how much oil and gas they're going to sell each winter when it's needed for energy costs. They do all of that modeling and background that goes into it. They knew what they were doing, and that was where the suppression was. This isn't some kind of this isn't a cabal of conspiracy.
I think CJ is just smelling a lot of smoke. He's spending too much. CJ, wear a mask.
Wear a mask when you're outside right now, CJ. I'm concerned for your health. I don't want you breathing in all that particulate matter.
Let's go to the phones and quickly. Sam and Madison. Sam, welcome to the program. What say you?
Hi. I barely call in, but there was too much outrage over the airway for me to not call in.
Give us your take.
Especially... well, obviously, as I'm a progressive. I'm a young progressive. I'm 22. And obviously I believe in control burns, and that's just one little thing, but my side tangent is you guys know you can tell people when they're wrong about climate change. You're so nice.
I didn't have control over the phone, Sam. It's not my show right now. I'm simply a guest. I would have cut that one off a while ago, but that's not on me. Sorry.
I super appreciate you calling in because I love having Gen Zers call in. I love your take, and I want to hear more from you. The reason I let CJ and some of these more conservatives go for a while is because I want people to understand what that side is saying. I want it to be heard. And I think that people like you are like, this guy's a goofball. And I'm glad you call in and call that out. But I just want people to hear that side of it. That's why I let them go.
Of course. And also, when I heard CJ, I'm like, what do you mean, CJ? I totally agree. I think most Democrats understand the value of a controlled burn. I mean, like, and we grew up, I mean, even kids these days have been growing up seeing videos in the Amazon of controlled burns saving, like, millions of trees. So, like, we get it. Like, I know how a controlled burn works. Yeah.
You know what?
That's most of what I got.
Hey, Sam, you know what really ticks people like CJ off? The fact that your generation, the fact that 22-year-olds are actually engaged and they know what's up and they're going to vote. And that scares the crap out of people like CJ, and it makes them go buy a Republican Party membership card. And I think it's funny as hell. So keep up the good work, Sam. We appreciate you listening here on WMDX in Madison. Have a great day.
Too.
All right, thank you so much. Lukester, our time has run
flies
short.
Flies by, yeah. I heard you try to request a bump in Matt Flynn, but you know, I got other guests.
That is not, I am the president of the Matt Flynn fan club. You're going to make me in trouble. I love Matt Flynn coming up at 306. Don't go anywhere. He's Luke Mathers. Join him and William Walter. He got me all confused at 12:15. Thanks a lot, Luke. We appreciate
it. See you later,
you.
Todd.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33, if I check the time and temperature sign, on a Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. Welcome back in. Coming up in just a minute or two, Chris Paul standing by to join us for the rest of the show. But before that, I want to clean up a couple of phone calls. Appreciate people welcoming or waiting through the break. Talking last half hour with our colleague and friend, Mr. Luke Mathers. Got some people kind of riled up in terms of the smoke in the air and climate change. A couple of people waited through a break. Want to give you the opportunity to weigh in. We go back to the phones to East Troy and Gatlin, if I pronounce that correctly. If I'm not, sorry about that. But Gatlin, welcome to the show. What say you? One second. You're going to open up your mic. 1 second. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, this is Chuck. Actually, my wife, Judy, turned me on to Civic Radio, and we've been listening here. And I just heard CJ talking about control burning and us Democrats don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, first off, I was in control burning for 35 years. The only time that we were kind of shut down or didn't – people – was Republicans wanted to shut us down, not Democrats. So anyway, he's obviously full of bull.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Chuck, I appreciate you holding through the break and making this point because I think it's a good one. And because there's all this spin out there, right, that these false narratives,
oh, yeah,
this gaslighting. And when you actually get to the truth and talk to people, you'll find out we're a lot more alike than we are different. So, Chuck, I appreciate you calling in from East Troy. How are you listening to us today, Chuck?
Well, we're listening to 101 FM outside, actually. And it's very smoky,
yeah.
Although... I kind of am used to it because I did a lot of controlled burning. But anyway.
Appreciate you listening, Chuck, down there at East Troy. Thank you so much. Let's go quickly to Tom in McFarland. Tom in McFarland, thanks for holding through the break. We appreciate it. What say you across Wisconsin?
Thanks for taking my call. And again, just to add to the pile on for CJ. CJ, if you go to the Department of Natural Resources in California on their website, you will see a schedule of controlled burns.
Nice.
That are happening as we speak. They do controlled burns. You can also go to the College of Natural Resources here in Stevens Point, which is one of the foremost institutions for environmental science,
yep,
and ask any of the forestry instructors about the science behind controlled burns, and they will tell you that controlled burns is a critical component of forest management and that every state who has forests do controlled burns. It's not about party, it's about the science. And speaking of science, Democrats, when it comes to the climate change and the innovations, we want to capitalize on climate change and the science behind that with the innovations.
Mm-hmm.
We want the government to take the active role that government has always taken within any innovation. It doesn't matter what innovation it is, everything from oil to cars to the internet. The government was always the front runner that funded industry to help capitalize to bring these products to market.
Mm.
That's what the Democrats want to do. It's the Republicans who don't want the government spending money on things like climate innovations, and instead they want the tax breaks.
Tom,
you got to educate yourself, CJ.
Tom, I think that when it comes to CJ, he just got burned. So nicely done, Tom McFarland. We appreciate you calling. Appreciate all our callers from last half hour. Appreciate them holding over during the break. More on this, I'm sure, because I'm not sure. The wildfires aren't going to stop anytime soon. And like everything else, we'll continue to pursue the truth wherever it may lead. And also, have a little fun along the way doing it. And speaking of fun, there's no more of a fun person you want to hang out with than our next guest and my longtime friend I've known since childhood. He's a multi-talented guy, a writer and author from crack.com, and also a musician. Super Tanker is the band. Went and saw him a couple of weeks ago. We're here in Madison. Chris Pauls, welcome back to the show, my friend. Nice job on the music lately.
Thanks, Todd Allwell. It's good to be back. In the afternoon now, this thing.
I'm still saying good morning to people.
I miss the Bloody Marys in the studio.
That was great, wasn't it?
I thought the beef stick was a nice touch.
What's on your mind these days? What are you up to? What projects are you doing?
Well, I've got a few things cooking, like always, working on the website. Uh-huh. We have a new executive editor, Josh Schulmeier, who was at Mel Magazine. And oh, nice. I think he's just really leveled up what we're doing at crack.com. And I'm really happy to be part of it. A lot of kind of like nod to the cracked of old, but also kind of blazing our new direction, which we're like very much like this show, figuring out as we go.
Speaking of, we haven't really talked about it a lot, but you've been so kind as to join us here on the show in more of a behind the scenes role, but we're always happy when you get behind a microphone and in front of a camera as well. But you're helping executive produce the show. And if people have listened, particularly since we've gone statewide in the last 2.5 weeks, we've had more frequent guests. We've had, I would say, all in all, a more consistent, higher quality guest, and not always the political side. And I love the kind of the entertainment or the lifestyle side of it. And you are largely responsible for that. And we're happy to have you here.
Is that what I'm doing now? I'm the executive producer.
I like co-executive. It's kind of like Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld. I kind of
And we know which one I am. It was first and foremost, like, I've just been extraordinarily lucky in my life to be involved in a lot of like fun, cool things, and this was an opportunity to do it again. And I just kind of felt like, I have obviously talked a lot about this because we wrote a show bible for the show, and a lot of thought and effort went into what we're doing. And if it seems effortless, that's great, because that's the way it's supposed to feel. It's not supposed to feel like stilted or tough or anything. And you and I just saw an opening, I think, in this space to have robust political discourse, but also another element to it, too. We kind of knew, we weren't sure exactly where the road was going to take us, but we knew the road we didn't want to go down.
Yeah.
And I think you've done a great job of that so far, and just appreciate Luke's help and everybody else at Civic that's helping us bake this thing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Luke's doing a great, he's actually sneaking into the studio right now. He's like a cat. A little cat's feet. He's like fascism. He's creeping in a little cat's feet, as Matt Flynn likes to say. You must have forgot. Well, Luke, we appreciate you. And also, in all seriousness, thanks to Sage Weil, our CEO and the majority owner as well. He's given us extraordinary latitude and kind of, tweaking the show here and there. And we've got more things to come as the summer goes along. We want to get out in the state of Wisconsin and be on location. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're just getting started. So I'm looking forward to, like I said, kind of like baking this up a little bit further. And I think everybody's going to like what we're going to do. It's going to be sort of, should we give them the headline?
Sure.
Sort of like, sort of Rachel Maddow meets Johnny Carson, not Rachel Maddow from the political viewpoint, but just the thoughtful analysis. And then Johnny for just kind of like somebody to invite in your home that talks to cool people.
That's really my role, is just to talk to cool people and try not to mess it up. So we're going to try to do that. We got a little attention, Chris, in the last couple of weeks. We're just here doing our thing. But the Republican Party of Wisconsin, they sent out a big email trying to fundraise off of us.
They did. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think there's a little part of the email I'd like you to read, Todd.
Sure. So here's in case you didn't know, this happened a month or so ago. We went to the state Democratic convention up in Green Bay. We had applied and asked to go cover the state Republican convention in La Crosse, and they originally said fine, and we sent in a check, and then they sent it back. They said, no, you're not invited anymore, and they sent our check back, and they sent out an email. This was first broken by our colleague Kristen Bryan, Esgos, Wisconsin, and she forwarded it to me. And here's what they said. The Republican Party of Wisconsin said to this email on fundraising, quote, "We have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state of Wisconsin. I think we're actually at 23 now. This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming is being replaced with left-wing propaganda. This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins." And then it goes on from there.
I love it.
What do you make of that?
The great part of that whole thing is like it's completely and utterly false except for one part.
What's that?
Well, we're in constant contact with George Soros. I mean,
he is on my speed dial.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with him.
Did you?
Before I went on the show, billionaire George Soros got off the phone with me, and he'd like my wife baking some lemon bars.
Heather
George
is
likes lemon bars.
Heather's a great baker, by the way, as well.
She is. And yeah, because George Soros, you know, pulling the strings. I think Sage just fell off his chair.
I mean, that's the ridiculousness of it, right?
I just love the boogeyman, though. Right? Like, the boogeymen are so great. Like, and the left has their share of boogeymen too. You know, I remember when the Koch brothers were going to melt the planet or whatever. but I just love the kind of like, you know, dog whistle boogeyman references and all that like fundraising stuff.
Well, and George Soros referenced the anti-Semitism dog whistle too. I mean, these people will stop at nothing to conquer and try to divide and conquer people.
Hey, I'm just glad that they're listening to the show. And yeah, you know, thank heavens they're around to tell people that, you know, George Soros and us are doing this fine radio program.
I just think it's, you know, I find it entertaining that it tells me that the Republican Party of Wisconsin, in fact, I got a call from somebody else, I won't say who this week, but there are people in the state Republican Party and at UW System who are listening to this show. And who are none too happy with some of the things we're saying. And so I think it's entertaining, and I think it's nice that people like to listen.
I wish they'd come on.
Exactly, you know? My point. I mean, you and I grew up in Richland Center. And I think the thing that ticked me off the most so far this week, and it's only Tuesday, is that, you know the campus at Richland Center as well as I do. It's been an institution there for 50 plus years. Our state legislators, Howard Markline, the state senator, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and Tony Kurtz from the Assembly. I was in the meeting when they told people that you and I know in the Richland Center community, quote, "We just can't, there's no money," unquote. And then our hands are tied. Nothing they could do. Now, yesterday, according to Kelly Meyerhofer and the Wisconsin, pardon me, at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, apparently there is a bill now, or part of the JFC agreement, the budget, in which Markline and Kurtz are going to give Washington County $3.2 million, or $3.3 million to transition that 2 year to a technical college, and Richland Center get stuck with nothing. I mean, how can those people show their face in Richland County anymore?
Well, the last time I was on, you know, we had this discussion at length. And the whole thing feels like you said, like just kind of underhanded and just shameful. And I don't know. I'm always somebody that's a glass half full guy. So I'm really hoping that I know there's efforts in the community right now to, you know, think about new ways to repurpose the land and everything. But yeah, this all like it's been a real nose-holding affair.
It really has been. We're going to make things a little bit lighter here when we come back from the break. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's happening at Cracked. And we've asked a couple of other guests that you've helped us get on the show about this. I want to hear your take on it, Chris Pauls. When it comes to writing satire, when it comes to writing humor in this day and age, when you've got, you know, today we played the Trump tape where he's essentially, you know, cooking his own goose, holding up these papers, you know, on audio tape, saying, "Look at that! You see that? Isn't that cool?" I mean, he literally says it's cool, and then he says, "Yeah, well, you know, it's classified. It's secret. I can't declassify. I could have when I was president, but I can't anymore." I mean, he's on tape saying this. Truth is stranger than fiction.
They'll spin it. I don't know. They'll spin it like somehow, and you know, you and I know it. Like, I just like when McCarthy said that it's like, "Oh, well, they were in the bathroom." That's just, you can lock that door. No, you can lock a bathroom door from the inside, not from the outside, dude. Unless he was locked in there with those documents.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be great bathroom reading.
It doesn't need to make sense, right? It doesn't need to make sense. He just has to say something.
I mean,
so I'm sure that something will be said about this, too.
Well, what do you tell the Ayatollah? Hey, if you have to take a crap, go on door number 2 and read some secret documents. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show with Chris Pauls, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before the start of Matt Flynn Direct. You do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn will have the latest on what's happening in the U.S. Supreme Court today. Struck down this goofy rule or this theory, independent state legislature theory, that would have said, if upheld, that state legislatures would have the final say in the election results and also state election law. Could have a big impact on Wisconsin when it comes to redistricting when Judge Janet Protasiewicz sits on the court come August. Matt Flynn will have the latest happenings of the Supreme Court, as he likes to say, history in the making. And other news, I'm sure, Matt Flynn direct at 3. Then at 4 o'clock, it's never personal, only politics. It's Crudy and Dom with the Devil's Advocates. At 6 o'clock, Maggie Dawn Show. And then at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And our friend Robert Pilot, tape delayed at 10 o'clock with Native Roots Radio. Along with Evan Preston, our producer engineer, and our friend and colleague, Chris Pauls. We're back for our final segment. Chris, I know you and I grew up at Richland Center. Did you ever have Mr. Spees, Andy Spees, for math?
I did not have him.
Did you really? Didn't ever had him?
I didn't. I only watched him like quarterback, you know, a team of like 40, like ravenous, screaming little boys on like noon hour recess. I always liked his cadence, which was not like hike one, hike two, hut, hut, hike or whatever. He'd just go nuts. Like all these kids would just run out in a herd. And he'd throw the ball to, I don't know, 5 of them.
Well, I did it. Andy Spees is the only teacher I ever got a B from or higher in any sort of math or algebra class. Great teacher, great guy. Is a Taekwondo black belt champion. And one of his favorite phrases in class, he'd say, "Remember, math as in life, pause and reflect. Pause and reflect." I seriously take that in. I think about that. I like to pause, reflect. Chris, your pause and reflections, right? What have you been thinking about lately in terms of Andy Spees? Your pause.
This is the best segue of all time.
Yeah. You pause and reflect.
Yeah, you're a pro, dude. Okay, so, you know, I think probably a lot of your audience already knows this, but just in case they don't, like, you cannot give blood if you're bleeding.
Is that like, a fact?
Yeah, they don't want you there at all.
Have you been talking to the American Blood Bank lately? The American Red Cross?
Well, let's just say there was an incident and they really, like, if you're bleeding, and especially if you're bleeding from, you know, like someplace back there, they really don't want you there.
I'm sure not. You need to go to 911. You need to go to the hospital immediately. All right, well, that's good advice. If you're bleeding, you can't get blood. I'm marking that down here. All right, so what else? What else, pausing, reflecting? What else is on your mind these days?
I mean, I can't believe it took me this much time to notice this, but our medical system in this country is so irrevocably broken that we have advertisements that tell you to ask your doctor about medications. And I thought it was the doctor's job to you know, like, know what medications are on the market. Like, it should never be like, oh, insulin, huh? You don't say.
I like the fact that, you know, after almost all these commercials, or during the commercial, they show these really cutesy pictures, and then in a low, fast voice that, like, may cause bleeding, death, you know, things like
that. I just always found that interesting, like, that they're like, to ask your doctor about, you know, they'll know, hopefully.
Hopefully. I incidentally, I had my first physical in like 3 years because of the pandemic, and I had to... My provider, I asked to have like an in-person physical, October. I couldn't get into October, so I did a virtual physical yesterday, and I was required to like touch myself, which of course wasn't a big problem. But anyway, it was. No, I'm just kidding.
How far did that physical go there?
No, but to your point, I mean, it was a lot of like, well, what about this? What about that? And it was like, you know, he's making the $500 for a 20-minute visit, and I'm doing all the work. I don't know. All right, what else you got? What else is on your mind?
Moving on. Have you heard about this Armie Hammer guy? The actor Armie Hammer who's being accused of cannibalism? Or at least thinking about? No, Armie Hammer. He's from a very landed, wealthy family, and there's some just horrible accusations about the guy. Like, no joke there.
Okay.
But one of the accusations is that he kind of threatened cannibalism, and the only thing I could think of that moment was, that's when you know you get too much money.
If you have
when you get up in the morning and you're just looking around at your just palatial estate, and you have a staff of hundreds waiting on you, and you just like look at somebody and you think, that's when you know you got too much money. It's time to move on, Army.
Why would you even talk about that, you know, like in seriousness? Why, like, if you're seriously thinking about that, why do you tell on social or whatever, I'm thinking about turning into a, it's not like you're a vegetarian. It's like, I'm thinking about going cannibal.
It's just such a weirdly, like, specific thing, you know what I mean? And right? I shouldn't be laughing about it, but I can't stop laughing.
Well, I mean, we come from a part of the state where weird things happen. You know, Ed Gein and, you know.
Let's be honest, Wisconsin.
Right?
You know.
We had the incident at Richland Center. The guy owned the local Chinese restaurant. You know, this is not a joke. He killed his wife and chopped her up and put her in a dumpster behind the restaurant. I mean, these are the kind of things that happen in our neck of the woods, and you wonder why I'm like the way I am. These are childhood traumas.
I don't know if you can still get the t-shirt. There used to be a t-shirt that had Gein and Dahmer on it and said, Wisconsin, we eat people.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Somebody got to fire that one back up. I don't know. What do you think? Do you want a couple more of these?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What else? Pause or Reflection by Chris Pauls. Go ahead.
Yeah. Radio obscenity laws. And this is where we really got Sage's attention now.
Let's not push this one. We still want to show, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, radio obscenity laws were created in part to, like, protect children, right?
Yeah.
From Langpurian interest in language they shouldn't hear. But it seems to me like if there's something you didn't want a child to hear these days, you should say it on the radio, because there's not a single kid listening to the radio.
Come on now. We had a 22-year-old guy called in, Sam, right? Mr. Preston. Yeah.
That's not young.
Well, all right. to us, Chris, that's young. Chris Pauls from crack.com and our co-executive producer. We appreciate it, my friend. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right.
Thanks, Evan.
Have a great day. Thank you to Evan Preston. Thank you to Luke Mathers. And thank you all to listening as well. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned now. Our friend and colleague Matt Flynn is next. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, don't give up. Keep banging your drum.